And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Back 53, almost 54 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jeff Boggs with you, and in the studio with us, Christy Oliver with the LSU Ag Center, and you've brought in a couple of 4-H students. It's that time of year, right?
It is. It is that time. It's always a pleasure to have our 4-H members come and talk to the community about what 4-H has to offer and their project work.
Absolutely. Alex, no stranger to the show, at least twice, right?
I've been here like three times.
Yeah, I knew it was at least a couple, and I'm not sure if Julie had been here before. Julie, tell me, why don't you tip that microphone down a little bit? There you go. There you go. How are you, Julie?
Good.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Christy, where do you want to go from here?
Oh, so I'll let them introduce themselves, you know, their names and what school they go to.
My name is Alix Miguez, and I'm going to be a junior at Lorville High School.
I'm Juliana Delahousie, and I'm going to be in 7th grade at Lorville Middle School.
Excellent. You seem to do well in that part of the
I do. Parish, I think that's one thing that 4-H teaches, good communication skills. These two young ladies, they both are livestock exhibitors, but also have other strong suits in 4-H. They are both representing Iberia, one of many 4-Hers this summer. They're going to be representing Iberia 4-H in the state records contest. So, Juliana, what kind of things do you do in 4-H?
I do livestock. I show beef and pigs, and I also do archery.
Great. And I know you do a little bit of fashion, too. So, like I said, they're both well-rounded. Juliana, what's your favorite activity that you do in 4-H all year?
Livestock.
You like Sugarcane Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Juliana might be coming with us to camp this summer. No, not this summer. I know she's come with us before. Alix, what is some of your projects?
Well, I am a poultry exhibitor, and I am an officer on three different levels, the school level, the parish level, and executive committee. I kind of do a little bit of everything. So
she's a active member of our junior leader club, and I'm going to brag on Alix a little bit. Alix is going to be interviewing for National 4-H Conference, which is a super big deal just to get the interview this summer at 4-H University. So we're super proud of Alix and the hard work that she's put into our projects, as well as Juliana.
Very good, very good. What does, I guess the school season just ended. What were some of the highlights of this past school season?
Well, I was pretty proud of myself because I was a sophomore and I was president of the 4-H club. And it was a great experience. And it was great to lead my club by example and kind of just further their experience and get them to do a lot more stuff.
Did you earn a second term or do you change it out year after year?
No, I plan on being president again. So.
Okay, very good. Juliana?
This year I did archery and beef for the first time, so it was just a good experience. And also I was vice president of my club.
Very good.
That's really cool. So, I mean, kids like Juliana. Juliana is petite, and she is carrying around this big cow. I don't know how big did that cow get before they harvested it?
875 pounds.
Yeah, so she's a little petite thing. So the kids who are in livestock will tell you they have to work with their animals. It's not just, oh, I got this animal, and I'm just going to go show it in the show ring. It's a day in, day out. Some of them do morning feed and the afternoon feed and the different care that they bring to these animals. So it teaches – what has it taught you, the livestock project?
It taught me responsibility that I have to take care of the animals. I have to feed them every day and make sure they are well kept. And also, it also helps with, like, the money because you have to figure out what's good and what's bad.
There you go.
That's really
cool. Do they deal with any medications or anything like that?
Yes, they do.
We normally give them different kind of stuff for different things. We sometimes give them shots if needed. Really anything that's protectively needed.
Cow ever give you a nasty look putting in that needle?
Actually, I don't give the shots. I just fix the shots ready.
I gotcha. I don't blame you. I have problems with needles, too.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of things coming up for 4-H. Today was one of our first days training for 4-H University, and I know I've talked about 4-H University. It's one of my favorite things to do as a 4-H agent. We're training about 40 8th to 12th graders and getting them ready. The third week of June, we're heading to LSU to compete against other parishes for titles. A lot of them do it to have fun and get to know each other. They're going to be competing. The trips this year include trips to Maine, to Dallas, Texas, to I think Missouri is another trip, also Gulf Shores.
Mm-hmm.
There are also many. So a lot of our 4-H'ers will be honored on Tuesday night at 4-H University by meeting their scholarship donors. So that's a really cool highlight for them to meet the people that are donating their money, the money that they've earned so hard to earn through their 4-H project.
Very good, very good.
And other things we just had yesterday, we had our junior winners trip. And our junior winners trip was to the zoo of Acadiana. I think it's Zooziana now.
Yeah, something like that.
But we had a wonderful day. The kids got to see different types of animals, and it was an educational trip, and I know Alix and I are going tomorrow. We have a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we going?
We're going to Baton Rouge for 4-H Day at the Capitol. Nice. I'm going to be one of the volunteers going.
Yeah, so we get to meet. This is a good place where we meet our representatives and our senators and tell them the importance of 4-H because a lot of it is state-funded.
And right now, budget negotiations going on, so good time to put your faces out there.
Absolutely. And you know, we're really lucky that we are supported by our senators and representatives, and this, particularly in this part of the state, we're very, very blessed. And then on Friday, we're going on another trip. Alix, where are we going?
We're going to Galveston.
Nice.
For our junior leader trip.
Yeah, right. This was the one that was meant for Memphis.
Correct.
I guess they were doing some issues up at St. Jude and kind of had to reconnoit, but not a bad option.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And the way that they earn this, this is an 8th to 12th grade leadership club that we have. And this club, throughout the year, they choose focuses to different community service focuses, and they perform different tasks to help the community. And the 4-H members that have the most points, everything that they do, they earn points for, they get invited for this trip. So we're going to Galveston. It's going to be a lot of fun just to get away a little while and, gain new friendships and just have a good time and celebrate the success of their year.
What's the age range that get to go to some of these trips?
For that particular trip, it's 8th to 12th grade, 4-H camp 4th to 6th grade. We have a camp coming up in the beginning of August. That is our LOST camp, Science, Engineering, and Technology, and those are 8th and 9th graders. We have a challenge camp for 7th and 8th graders. We've got junior leadership conference for 8th to 12th graders. We have a fashion camp for, I think that's a 4th to 7th grade thing. We've got a science, engineering, and technology camp, I believe, as well as a food and fitness camp. So there's a lot of opportunities throughout the year for youth of our area. Many of these camps, for those of you who are listening who are from outside of Iberia Parish, these opportunities are afforded to you as well. So just reach out to your local extension agent, and they can definitely point you in the right direction.
Gotcha. Maddox and Blair both in last week. Talked a little bit about Ag Adventures, but what did you get out of it? And just remind parents of soon-to-be fourth graders what the options are.
Right. Ag Adventures. I know all of us at this table have either gone as a participant or have worked Ag Adventures. Ag Adventures is celebrates all the Louisiana commodities. Or many of the Louisiana commodities, and is taught in as a rotation by not only adult volunteers, by our junior leaders as well. We serve all third graders in Iberia Parish. This year we welcome LeBlanc Elementary from Vermilion Parish, so it was kind of exciting to have them, as well as some 4-H agents and extension agents from Texas who just came to see what we do here in Iberia Parish. So it's a really great opportunity for the youth of Iberia to see where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the commodities that we have? And, you know, I know Alix has worked in for many years. Was there something that you particularly like to do at Ag Adventures?
Well, I've worked here for the past 3 years, and every year I kind of, my first year I did poultry. Last year I did a little bit of the germ cave and poultry, and this year I did like hides and furs and poultry. So, I mean, I always go back to poultry because it's something that I know. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing that for 8 years, so I've kind of known that a lot.
And been successful at it, if I remember.
Yes, pretty successful the past couple years. Yeah. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting because we kind of get the third graders interested because the next year they're eligible to join 4-H, so they kind of learn, like, oh, yeah, I'm skipping school to do this to kind of teach you all, and they kind of get all excited.
Mm.
Like, skipping school, what? So, yeah, we kind of get them excited to join, so I think that's where some of our membership
That's why
comes
I call
from.
It Indoctrination Day.
Mm-hmm. We're really excited. The beginning of July, we're going to be holding Kids Chef Camp. I know Juliana has done Kids Chef Camp in the past. You want to talk a little bit about Kids Chef Camp from what you remember?
Well, I remember I met new friends, and also they also teach us that, like, how not to put a knife in, like, murky water when you're washing the dishes. Also to be careful around knives and stuff like that. It's just kitchen safety and also how to cook healthy meals.
And you get to eat, too. So yeah. This is open to 4th, 5th, and 6th grade 4-H'ers in Iberia Parish. If you're interested, call our office at 369-4440.
Yeah, I like the idea that they start that early.
Oh,
because,
absolutely.
I mean, for me, this isn't bragging. I came home from kindergarten. I walked to kindergarten half a mile, you know, each way, and would come home, make my own lunch, and this, you know, 5-6 years old, and I don't see as much of that happening. So I'm glad to see encouraging learning how to cook early.
And 4-H does that. It teaches life skills. I noticed the other night I was on Facebook, and they have all those videos, and one of the videos is like, can people in their 20s and 30s adult, like cooking and stuff? But all of the stuff that they're showing on these videos is what 4-H teaches. Money management, you know, working with livestock and animals, communication. That's what 4-H does. So if, you know, if there's something that interests you, 4-H probably has it.
Right.
So we're really excited to have the program here in Iberia Parish. And the support of the community in Iberia Parish is always, if we need something, somebody's always willing to help. In the community. I know that's true for Vermilion, St. Mary, Lafayette, and St. Martin, those people listening around there. It's the same thing. We're so lucky to have the support that we have from the community and our volunteers.
Very good, very good. Anything else to report?
Absolutely, absolutely. Other things going on, you know, 4-H, it doesn't wind down during the summer, but we have, I guess, specific things that we're focusing on. You know, I guess we could talk about people joining next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late to start thinking about it.
Yeah, we talked about fourth graders getting a chance to start next year, or this August. It's just a couple of months away.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what age you are in high school, or, I mean, in school, fourth and above, you can join.
Right. We've had many high schoolers join at the end of their high school career and have had successful 4-H careers just in those 1 or 2 years that they've been in. So, Juliana, if there's somebody listening out there saying, this 4-H club, what would you tell them about 4-H?
I would tell them that you get to meet a lot of new friends because I have met many along the way, and also that it also gives you a chance to learn stuff that I've never thought I'd pick up a bow and shoot, and I actually did, and I did pretty good and well, and I've also grown a lot through 4-H. I do a lot of livestock, and like I said before, it helps a lot in life skills, and just try stuff new. That's what it always helps.
There you go.
And Alix, do you have anything to tell people who are listening in about 4-H?
Well, it's kind of the same thing about, like, what Juliana said. I never thought I would be where I am today. Had the chance to go to Atlanta this past November. Never would have thought that. I'd met people from all around U.S. and Puerto Rico, and I never thought I would ever be one of those people who are lucky enough to go on one of those trips. Never thought I'd be talking in front of a group of people. Never thought I would be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought. It just taught me so much life skills, so many new friends, and it kind of given me a place like to call home, like around, like during all year round, during the summer and everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I want to thank the girls for coming on today and for y'all continued support as well. And if anybody has questions about our 4-H program, please feel free to give us a call at the office at 369-4440. Or if you can find us, we have a very active 4-H Facebook page. I like to post a lot of pictures. Probably today you'll see the picture of the girls today and not here at the station. Just look up Iberia 4-H, and we're there. And the same as all the other surrounding parishes, give them a call as well and reach out to those agents, and they can put you on the right path. There's always so much going on in 4-H, and I think there's something we would love to talk to you about the opportunities that could be afforded to your child or grandparents, your grandchildren, whoever's listening. The children in your life.
There you go. Once again, 369-4440, lsuagcenter.com, and there is a specific Iberia page, and how about a specific 4-H page attached to that Iberia page?
Yes.
Yeah.
There sure is.
So again, lsuagcenter.com. Juliana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Alex, again, probably won't be the last time.
Probably not.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Christy Oliver, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet.